Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Dear friends in Christ, the message of this Sunday is one of joy. The texts of Scripture chosen for our celebration and reflection call on everyone who is on the side of God to rejoice and exult with all our heart. They encourage us to sing and shout for joy with Christ, the Lord of the dance, who brings us the good news of our redemption and renews us by his love. The reason for this is that God has decided to show mercy to his people. The prophet Zephaniah calls everyone who is on God's side to rejoice because, as he pointed out, the Lord has repealed your sentence. He has driven your enemies away. The Lord is in your midst. You have no more evil to fear. The Lord your God is in your midst, a victorious warrior. It is as though God were telling his people that because of his great love for them, he has come to their aid in their moment of helplessness. Notice how the prophet repeats the phrase, "The Lord your God is in your midst." God sent the prophet to reassure a despondent people that their time of servitude was over and that they had nothing to fear because the Lord their God is he who fought for and continues to fight for them. Since he has won victory by the power of his outstretched arm, he would come to rejoice over them as on the day of festival. Therefore, this is not a time to recall the pain and the hurt they endured when they were in bondage. It is a time to rejoice. It is a time to dance for the joy that comes from Jesus Christ, because God, their Redeemer, has come to live among them. In his letter to the Ephesians, St. Paul encouraged them to show resilience in their faith by rejoicing, for the Lord is near. He urged them to let their tolerance be evident to everyone. He told them further that since the Lord is near, there is no need to worry. He said, when they are in need, they should pray for it, asking God for what they need with prayer and thanksgiving. He assured them that when they do this, that peace of God, which is so much greater than they can understand, will guard their hearts and thoughts in Jesus Christ. And the same message is good for us today, that we should rejoice because the Lord God is sending his Son among us, who will come to bring us, because he comes to reveal to us the face of mercy of his Father. Today, St. Luke continues. He continued where he left off last Sunday with John the Baptist. You know, last Sunday, we met John proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. In his preaching last Sunday, John called his audience to turn from their evil ways, so that God will show them a lot of mercy. In today's text, Luke presents John explaining to his hearers or his audience what they had to do in order to befit repentance and become acceptable to the Lord, who would soon come among them. He encouraged them to do works of mercy and charity, to be satisfied with that which is their due, no intimidation, no extortion. All who abide by this would have mercy shown them. In like manner, Mother Church calls us to for the coming of the Lord at Christmas. For at Christmas, we celebrate the mercy of God towards his people who had walked away from his love. Today, more than ever before, the message of John the Baptist is urgently needed in our society. We live in a time when intimidation is gradually becoming the order of the day. And I need not remind you, all around us, in many places, in many countries, those who are strong, they stand up, they take up arms, they destroy, they arrest, and they maim. We live in a time when intimidation is gradually becoming the order of the day and extortion is the trademark of the powerful. It is a time when the violent are taking our world by force. John's message is that all who want God to be merciful to them cannot afford to be violent. They cannot afford to intimidate others. They cannot afford to extort from others what is not theirs. Extortion should not exist among people who hope for God's mercy. If they should appreciate what the Lord has done for them, they should not take more than their due. In all this, however, God speaks to us through his prophet Zephaniah, telling us not to fear. He says, we should exult and dance for joy because the enemy will be defeated when he comes to set us free from the grip of our selfish interests that make us disregard the dignity and the safety of others and the common good of all. God comes to us through the Spirit of his Son Jesus Christ, whose birthday we await with ardent expectation. At his coming, it will be a time of great rejoicing. Yet the church reminds us that to be able to experience the joy and peace brought by his Son, we have to prepare ourselves to receive him. And the way to receive him is to avail ourselves to his mercy. And it's not surprising that this year we are celebrating the extraordinary jubilee of mercy, God's mercy, which makes him to love us beyond compare, which makes him to forgive us all that we have ever done. And so our Holy Father calls every one of us that if we would want God to help us to come closer to him, we should avail ourselves to the sacrament of reconciliation and also make ourselves available at the Blessed Sacrament, to adore Christ in the Blessed Sacrament so that he can fill us with his love and mercy, that we may be acceptable to God the Father. When we do all these, we shall indeed rejoice and dance with Jesus Christ, the Lord of the dance, who comes to bring joy, salvation, and peace to the world.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.